Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Interpretation of Tongues module. And I tell you what, I love tongues and the interpretation of tongues. And I always love to be in meetings when you see this wonderful operation of the charisma, power of God, functioning in the church. And of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, seven of the gifts all functioned in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, but tongues and interpretation are only seen in operation in the New Testament. And I think one reason why is because the Tower of Babel is where tongues came down upon the nations. They were confused, they were divided, and they were scattered. In the upper room, it was now time for God to begin to go out and to what? Bring back together that which had been scattered. And so it was from Babel to the upper room where God releases languages again, but this time it's complete unity, and it's a sign and a wonder that goes with the gospel. And remember, the gospel is where the blessing of Abraham is released out to the Gentiles, and very, very powerful. And so Abraham, he saw the Tower of Babel. He watched the power of God come down and then scatter the nations. And then God says, hey, Abraham, in you, I'm going to give you a seed, and I'm going to bless all nations. And of course, through Christ, the gospel, and then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, new tongues, total unity, and then going out in the power of God to gather that which had been scattered. So I love it. It's powerful. Let's open in a word of prayer and then get into the interpretation of tongues. Heavenly Father, we desire tongues and the interpretation of tongues. And Lord, you commanded us to desire these things. And so, Father, we desire not just for us, but for the body of Christ globally. And so, Father, as we ask, we believe, we receive. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10, it says, to another, the interpretation of tongues. And so let's get into this. Howard Carter says, the interpretation of tongues is, of course, simply the ability to translate into a known tongue what has been spoken in an unknown tongue. The one possessing the gift will be in the Spirit at the time when the utterance in other tongues is given, so that the words will be registered on his spirit, and he will feel the urge to speak what God has given him to speak. Let's continue. The interpretation of tongues is a charisma gift of the Holy Spirit that corresponds with its sister gift called tongues. This gift brings an interpretation or a message of an unknown tongue into the realm of a man's understanding through the vehicle or message in a known language. Though there are times when the Holy Spirit uses a tongue to speak to someone, usually a guest to a particular group who does not speak in the principal language of those leading the meeting. Therefore, when this happens, the gift of the interpretation of tongues would not be needed in that the message was understood by the intended hearer, even though the person operating under this gift had no knowledge of what they had said. When praying in our personal prayer language of tongues, we are admonished to desire to interpret what we pray. But for the most part, we pray and trust what the Bible says. The understanding is unfruitful. That's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. The gift of the interpretation of tongues is the answer or message that accompanies the supernatural gift called tongues. The interpretation will always be in the language of the audience for which the Spirit of God is seeking to comfort, edify, and encourage. Tongues and the interpretation of tongues equal prophecy and were added to the New Testament as a sign of the inward presence of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. Tongues, in either operation, whether prayer language or gift, are a sign to the unbeliever. In closing, these three gifts of utterance bring the voice of the Father into the house of the human heart to stabilize and to bring assurance to the children of God. Prophecy edifies. Tongues and the interpretations of tongues edify. Last but not least, the individual in communion with the Lord while praying in other tongues is also edified. All these operations produce the fruit of edification and comfort. In reading 1 Corinthians 14, one can hear Paul's deep desire for the body of Christ to be edified. And with this plea, he admonished them to forbid not speaking in other tongues. 1 Corinthians 14, 39. Now, let's begin here. We have one example, and I'll explain it. And you may say, well, one example, the book of Acts should have a lot of examples. Well, if you really read the book of Acts, it actually does. But concerning one that we can write on with clarity, let's go to that. So the interpretation of tongues, a definitive look to the uttermost parts of the earth. The Ephesian believers, Acts 19, verse 6. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Note, as stated earlier, the reason I listed this passage as a demonstration of the gift of the interpretation of tongues is that when you have tongues being spoken with prophecy, it is very likely that the interpretation of tongues is or could be operating as well. Remember, these two gifts manifested are equal in result to prophecy. The only difference is in functionality. I have been in strong prayer meetings where prophecy began to be spoken forth, and because those attending had been speaking in other tongues, only the Lord knew whether the prophecy was with or without the initial gift of the Holy Spirit called tongues. Put more simply, prophecy and the interpretation of tongues are the same operation, except the interpretation of tongues is released through the operation of its sister gift called tongues. Also, a minister in charge of a meeting, providing he is spiritually matured, will discern a change in the operation of the Holy Spirit when these gifts come into manifestation. Though prophecy and the interpretation of tongues are the same, it is the manifestation of the gift of tongues, which precedes the interpretation of tongues, that is also used as an additional sign to the unbeliever. Remember, the Holy Spirit is God, and He can operate how He desires. His thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are His ways our ways. Isaiah 55, verse 10. We must desire this gift. We are commanded to desire all these gifts. Now, when it comes to something that I say, is that these gifts are equal. Prophecy is the same as tongues and the interpretation of tongues. Well, you say, Brother Eric, make that a little more clear. Okay. Well, let's say you're in a meeting and the power of God comes on you. It's a prophetic utterance. And all of a sudden, thus says the Lord, and you are giving out this word of edification, comfort, and exhortation. Okay. Then two people beside you, one has a tongue. Now you have no clue what is being declared in that tongue. It's not a prayer tongue. It is a message that's coming from heaven through tongues, but it's flowing in an outward horizontal fashion, what? Towards people. God is speaking outward to man. He's initiating by the gift of tongues, and now the interpretation is going to cause the message to be known. So let's say someone gives a tongue and all of a sudden the interpretation comes. Well, as you're listening to the interpretation on its own, you say, well, that's no different than prophecy because it's in the known language, it's edifying, it's exhorting, it's comforting. But the difference is interpretation of tongues is hooked to a sister gift that precedes it called tongues. Now, it depends on how the Holy Spirit wants to function. Maybe the Holy Spirit says, you know what? I just want to have prophecy. We don't need the tongue that precedes this message. And so prophecy is fine. But sometimes it's right. Have tongues. Let it be as a witness to those that are present. And then let the gift of utterance come, the interpretation of tongues, to bring this message into the known understanding. Now, there's a third option here that's equal to prophecy, is that there are times when tongues equal prophecy. And you say, well, what do you mean? Well, let me give you an example. You're in a service, the power of God comes on you, it's prophecy. There's no tongues. It's just a word from heaven. Thus says the Lord. And your understanding understands it. You know what you're speaking, and the people present know what you're speaking, and it edifies them, okay? Well, there are times where tongues come forth, and the Lord is actually targeting a person or a group that is in the meeting that speak that language. To the person who's functioning under the gift, they have no clue. Their understanding is not being edified. They know the power of God is on them. They know that there is a river gushing horizontally out towards people. There is a word being spoken. They just don't understand it. But to the targeted person or group, what they hear is prophecy. And so they don't hear tongues. What they hear is no different than the first example where the person begins to prophesy. But there was a difference. To the one who's speaking it, it's tongues. To the one who's hearing it, technically, it's just prophecy. And it's wonderful. And so let's just give one more example. Let's say, like in my example, many years ago, I was in a prayer meeting and we were praying in tongues. I was with a group of Slavic people who had just come from Eastern Europe. As we're praying in the Holy Spirit, the power of God came on me, and instead of kind of a tongues of worship going up to heaven, this power was now flowing horizontally. It was flowing out towards people. The power came, it changed. Was it tongues? It was tongues. But the directional flow was different. Now, when that message comes, it has a beginning and it has an end. When you're praying to the Father, there's no beginning and end. You can just flow in communication with the Lord continually. But under this gift, this charisma gift, it begins and it ends. And so as soon as my word ended and I felt that power kind of come off me, everybody in the room began to praise God, Slava Boga. And then finally, one sister comes, Brother Eric, do you know what you said? No, I don't know what I said. It was tongues. But she said, you spoke in perfect Ukrainian, and you spoke to these two people right across from you. And then she gave me the word, spoken in perfect Ukrainian. And she said, these two people just arrived into the United States. They're very afraid. They're insecure about all of this change. And the word that you gave brought peace and assurance to them. And so Here we go. To me, it was a tongue. But if one of the Ukrainian people that were there, if that power came upon them, it wouldn't be tongues. They know the language. It would come out as prophecy. It would edify, exhort, and comfort. They know what they're speaking. It's coming in the power of God. The people listening understand it, so it's prophecy to them. But because of how it came through me, it was tongues, and it did not need an interpretation, because to the people listening, it was prophecy. So that's why I say these things equal themselves, and it's such a wonderful, these inspirational gifts, I love them, they're powerful, and they have the ability to bring the voice of the Father into the house of the human heart. Now, one last thing that I want to look at is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you go to verse 28, the Bible says, "And God hath established some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that, miracles." Now, let me just pause there. Miracles, that is an office in the church. Yeah, it's an office. And with that office, there is a gift of the Holy Spirit called the working of miracles. It is established to assist this person in this office. Let's continue. Then gifts of healings. Oh, that's an office. Did you know that? And there is a gift of the Holy Spirit called the gifts of healings that are imparted into this office to assist this person in to minister to the body of Christ or outside of the body of Christ. Then it says helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Now, right here, we're not talking about prayer tongues, because we're talking about how the Lord sets offices in the church. There is an office called tongues, and as well as, if you keep reading, the interpretation of tongues. Let's read it. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Remember, that's the gift. Do all interpret? No, they don't all. Because we're talking about as the Holy Spirit wills, and there are offices where these people have extra grace, opportunity towards these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so all the body of Christ can flow in a tongue or an interpretation. At some point, the Lord will do it. But these people that are set in the church, they are set in the church in order to bring edification from the throne of God into the congregation. But it's very rare to ever see this. I think it's overlooked. I think people don't study it and don't desire it. But that's why we're doing this, is because the body of Christ needs these offices, tongues and the interpretation of tongues. And remember, it equals prophecy. So you don't have to say there's an office of New Testament inspirational prophecy. No, because tongues and interpretation take care of that. So very interesting. You got to spend time looking at this and saying, okay, Lord, put all of this together and help me to understand it so that the church will be strengthened and will move forward in power in the time that we live in. Let me close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for tongues and interpretation of tongues. Lord, we desire this. And Lord, we keep saying it. Lord, we want the body of Christ to flow in these things, because, Lord, they bring your voice into the heart of the congregation. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, grant these wonderful gifts to operate. And, Lord, that we would not forbid the speaking in tongues. Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now listen, go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.